All right, you know what you're here for, so let's cut to the chase because this question has so many different routes and possibilities, it's just a huge topic. My name is Pokey, and this is What If Ash Never Became the MC? Now, there are many ways the Pokemon Company could have tackled this, but let's start from the beginning, shall we? The first question we have to answer is what that actually means for the anime series. Well, the way this would work is Ash would have never existed, and I mean he was never even created in the first place, not even as a rough draft. With this in mind, how much would the anime have changed, and who would have replaced Ash as the MC? Or better yet, would the entire direction of the series change as well? Well, we're gonna figure that out. So the premise of the Pokemon anime is about a kid who goes on a journey with his friends to try and become the very best like no one ever was, which is just another way of saying becoming the strongest trainer in the entire world. But with Ash out of the picture, that goal seems kind of redundant considering we don't even have an MC anymore. So here are the three different routes I could see Pokemon taking with Ash out of the picture, with route number one being a new main character. The first and obvious route would be to replace Ash with another main character. If Ash never existed, then that would mean the Pokemon Company would just make a different MC entirely. And this alternate character would be a lot more different than Ash. That means he or she would have a new goal in mind when traversing the world of Pokemon. Let's also go a step further and say the MC would stay a boy, as they decided on the gender with Ash, and Red is the MC of Red and Blue. So, yeah. But what kind of goal would this new MC have? Well, here's the thing. What they were really going with Ash was that they were trying to replicate the actual creator of Pokemon's life, which is why they went a step further and called Ash Satoshi in the Japanese version, which is the same name the creator of Pokemon has. Satoshi in real life was very interested in collecting bugs, which is where the idea of the Gotta Catch 'Em All came from. But with Ash out of the picture, that would mean that they would have decided to create their own original character instead of trying to mirror Satoshi's real life. And this new trainer would be a much better trainer than Ash, and let me explain. Our new MC would be called Rex to follow the same three-letter formula that they were going for with Ash and Red. Now, what I mean by Rex being a better trainer than Ash, I don't mean that he would be a better person, but rather just a straight-up beast when it comes to actual Pokemon battles. Even though Ash wasn't created, Red would still exist, meaning in this route, I believe that they would try and mimic Red into the actual Pokemon series. Albeit not one-to-one, but still very similar. Red would be like an alternate version of Red, with the only real difference being that Rex would actually talk. Rex would become a much better trainer than Ash simply because all Rex cares about is becoming the strongest trainer there is. Whereas Ash had the same thought process except he still embodied what it means to be a kid. He was happy-go-lucky but also curious about all the different kinds of Pokemon there were, very similar to Satoshi in that regard. Now Rex would also be a lot less goofy than Ash because that's simply who he is. Rex would go on to train his Pokemon to the best of his ability and also battle other trainers who are much stronger than he is. And on his journey, he would still meet Misty and Brock, because he's just acting as Ash's replacement, so nothing would change there. But their interactions might change a bit. Rex would have a more chill and grounded personality. He wouldn't be as emo as someone like Gladion, for example, but more like Alon. Alon was a very down-to-earth kind of guy who really loved Pokemon battling, but was never jumpy or goofy like Ash was, which of course is fine. That's just the kind of person he is. Nothing wrong with that. But I imagine Rex to be just like Alon in that regard, where he's not a harsh guy, but rather very straightforward and knows what he wants. But because of this personality, he struggles a lot to realize what it means to rely on others. And this would be evident between his interactions with Misty and Brock, which is why I believe things would definitely have to change because of this new personality. For example, the supporting cast in Pokemon has always been hit or miss, but most of the time it's pretty good. But the difference in this route is that the supporting cast would likely be much better than what we know today. The main reason being that Rex as a character is not very talkative, and like I said earlier, he's very serious when it comes to his goal of being the strongest there is. Which is why his journey depends on the supporting cast quite a bit, considering this personality change. Without the extroverted attitude from Ash, the series will heavily rely on those surrounding Rex, which in this case would be Misty and Brock. These two characters would likely receive much greater roles and character arcs within the Indigo League anime and future series as well. And of course, this doesn't just go for Misty and Brock, this goes for every future side character the entire anime's lifespan. This would then balance things out with Rex's less talkative side, and keep the anime from being bland and boring. From Mei and Max, to Don and Brock, to Clement, Serena, and Bonnie, all of these characters would be achieving the Super Saiyan versions of their characters, meaning that the supporting cast for all future Pokemon series would have much better writing and overall a bigger impact on Rex and the series as a whole. This would open the door for Rex as he notices the joy of having friends that are always there for him, who will stand by his side during his time of need, and trust me, my guy will need it if he's solely focusing on battling. Cause after all, I never said he would be a prodigy. Similar to Ash, I don't think Rex would win his first league, but rather he would be a natural at understanding the fundamentals of Pokemon battling. which would help him grow much faster than the average trainer. Rex's whole journey will be him not only growing in power as a trainer, but also growing as a person, which is the stark difference between him and Ash, which I think kind of fits for this first route. I'd like to think they'd go with an opposite version of Ash if they never even considered making him. It just makes sense. Ash wasn't the best trainer in his early career, but he was a very good friend and actually cared much more about the people around him. Rex's journey as a trainer starts with a huge head start against Ash, but as a person, he's still growing, because he's still learning what it means to be a traveler. His character is very similar to Toph in that regard, where he doesn't really understand why he needs the help of others. He's solely focused on himself, which is both a good thing and a bad thing. But now that we talked a lot of who Rex is, we now have to talk about how much would actually change with Rex as our new main protagonist. Well, I would say not much, to be honest with you. For starters, like I said earlier, the supporting cast would be a lot more in depth than how we know him today. And as far as the actual progression of the Pokemon series goes, I think there would be much more connection between seasons. What I mean about that is Rex would actually bring up the past a lot more often than Ash did. And each new adventure would still start on a different region, but would, albeit loosely, connect with each passing series. This would make logical sense because it is really important to understand Rex's growth as a trainer and a person as the series progresses. As a whole, think of each individual series as a little puzzle piece. And because he's a much more skilled trainer, he would achieve his first championship win much sooner than Ash did. So you would have to reference that in some way, shape, or form, but the series would still stay fresh and new as nobody is going to watch 1,000 episodes of a series just to know what's going on. It'll just be more connected than the Pokemon series is now, simply because Rex would be a much more complicated character than Ash was. I would also say Rex would achieve his championship during the Sinnoh League, as by then he would have lots of experience as a trainer. And unlike Ash, he would fully evolve his Pokemon as he cares much more about getting stronger. And to answer everyone's question, yes, he would still have Pikachu as his ace. That would not change. It wouldn't even make sense otherwise, considering that Pikachu is the mascot of Pokemon. Now, one other minor thing is there would probably be less slice of life episodes as Rex is trying to learn about the experiences of going on a journey and discovering friends along the way. Meaning those slice of life episodes would come every once in a while to not rush his character. And it would make them a lot more memorable that way as well. But what would happen afterwards, you might ask? Well, that's simple. Once Rex becomes the Sinnoh League champion, instead of just moving on to the next region, he would then go and battle the real champion of Sinnoh, Cynthia, with Rex ultimately beating Cynthia, except he isn't as fulfilled as he thought he would be. Rex would then go on and realize that throughout his Pokemon journey, it became evident how important his friends were back then, aka Misty and Brock, which makes him depressed since he feels guilty about not sharing all his feelings towards them during their adventure. But because the amount of friends he found throughout his journey, Serena, Dawn, May, all of those guys, he then started to realize his true feelings. But now that opportunity is gone now, and although he may not see them again, he still continues on with his journey and moves on to the next region. And eventually Sun and Moon would be the conclusion of his journey. And Journey would be the start of Liko's adventure, where it would begin in Galar and move on to Paldea. Rex would go on to become the world champion, beating Leon nearly effortlessly, and the series concludes with him returning to Brock and Misty in the Kanto region, where instead of having the responsibility of being the world champion, he instead goes on a journey with his friends once more. But only this time, he treats every single day as if it were his last. And that concludes the first route of what if Ash never became the MC. The first route, I will say, is arguably the more logical assumption as to what would actually happen, since why wouldn't they just continue the series with a different MC? It's just so obvious that they would just continue the series with a different character entirely. But since they never ended on Ash, they would instead go on to create their own idea of what the face of the anime would look like, without the inspiration of Satoshi, but still retaining what makes Pokemon, Pokemon. And sadly, I will have to end this video here, but if this video reaches 10,000 views, I will upload the second and third routes that I have created into a separate video. But guys, what do you think would have happened if Ash never existed? Let me know in the comments down below, as I do respond to a lot of them. But if you guys thoroughly enjoyed this video, I highly recommend you check out my playlist of other what if videos on this channel, because I have a ton of them you could just straight up binge. But be sure to subscribe right now because it's free and you won't miss out on future what if videos as well. But that's all Yuki wrote, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.